Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday. This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the Big Drive Home, Chris and Scott.
Hello.
Well, you was like an echo.
Yeah, I was. I'm actually the official voiceover of the radio station.
Turn it up. Sing it loud.
The radio keeps playing.
Radio Essex.
I mean, we are absolutely smashing that.
That was unbelievable. To quote Ross McGrane, that was unbelievable, mate.
You're turning up a radio without music.
But no, I like the radio keeps playing.
Radio Essex.
I'm telling you. No, we don't need sound effects.
We do our own. Can I just say Stevie's working remotely today? He's not in the building, which is why it sounds like he's in the back of a car. I just wanted to point out, because I'm sure people don't know, they do. He sounds like he's not in the back here. Of a car. He's not here. We can't talk to him. He's doing something for television.
He is.
He's doing something for Channel 4. There's a show on Channel 4 tonight, and I don't even know what the show is. Do you know the show?
I don't. I think
Dispatches or something like this. Yeah. A documentary, and they use quite a lot of Radio Essex audio. So he's going to be on it. So he's going to look at the preview or whatever it's called.
Do you know how I think people will know when Stevie's not here and he's pre-recorded?
We don't talk to him.
He doesn't make a mistake.
Yeah, he's pre-recorded it. He's done it perfectly. Yeah. All right, let's get the show underway for Wednesday. We are here. Tom's here as well. It's Chris and Scott. Big Drive Home with Mimi Webb and Red Flags. Radio Essex, Galantis, David Guetta and Heartbreak Anthem. It's Chris and Scott. It's the Big Drive Home. Hope your Wednesday's going well. Midway through the week. The weeks are flying by at the moment.
They really are.
What's going on with the weather?
What it is the weeks are flying by, but what it is, the weather's got into this like weird thing where it thinks it's November.
Yeah.
And it's started to snow.
And not getting sunny, which is quite normal. February, there was about a week where it was like 13, 14 degrees and sunny. I think it's forgotten.
But you could wake up tomorrow and the sun would be out and you could put your washing on the line.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later,
it's frozen. Yeah, it's crazy. It's all iced up. Anyway, we'll get you through it. Your Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Tom Grennan coming up. Your chance to get tickets to the Hideaway Festival. Details of how you can win £1,000 on a payday Friday as well. We've got literally giving money away for you. Literally paying you to listen.
I know. We're not, though.
Sounds desperate. We're not.
I was going to say.
Pink Panthers and Ice Spice calls Boys a Liar, and it plays at Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex with Boys a Liar, Pink Panthers and Ice Spice on the Big Drive Homes, Radio Essex. Mo Farah has revealed, this is possibly my favourite story of the day.
Okay.
You know, at Sports Day.
Yeah.
And at the end of Sports Day, you have a race with the other parents.
Yeah.
He didn't win. Mo Farah has revealed he was beaten in a Sports Day school race for the dads by a man wearing a pair of jeans and a jumper.
See, the thing is,
Mo Farah's probably come kitted up.
But that's really difficult, isn't it? That'd be like me getting up at karaoke and someone singing better than me who was just called Dave down the... That's what's happened. Yeah, that's exactly what's happened.
But he is Britain's greatest ever long-distance athlete. I mean, running...
the guy that he ran again?
Seems unfair. Britain's greatest ever long-distance athlete lost out to a parent, even though he was wearing his... He was dressed up. He was wearing his spiked running shoes, as you would turning up to a sports day.
No, you'd see, you're asking for trouble there.
So Mo, who has four children with wife Tanya, admitted he struggles over short distances and could not cope with the 100-metre format of that particular race. It's a different discipline.
No, it is. You know, it wouldn't be... who's the other guy that's really fast? What's he called? Help me out.
Usain Bolt.
There you go. Right, so he's going to win, isn't he?
Yeah. He couldn't run distance, though, could he? He couldn't run five... Well, he might be able to.
He might be able to, but he's not going to be world championship.
Yeah.
But this happened to Peter Crouch as well. And if I remember the story rightly, it's a similar thing. He's at the school and they're going, come on, do the, and he's thinking, I'm an athlete. I should be able to win.
Almost not wanting to take part. I'm an athlete.
He didn't want to take part, right? So he ends up doing the race, he comes second, and then they went, oh, he was never going to beat Fast Dad, and they went, well, he's already got a name, Fast Dad.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and he was called Fast Dad.
He was on the show over Christmas, over the World Cup.
Yeah.
No, and COVID show, wasn't it?
He was, yeah, yeah.
That was brilliant, Fast Dad. He was on every week. Yeah, I love that. Big drive home for Wednesday. Chris and Scott, thank you so much for having us on. Hope your Wednesday's going okay. You can let us know on the text. Taylor Swift and Lavender Haze. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Wednesday, 5:31. Thank you for having us on. Don't know if you heard.
Did you say 5:31?
3:31.
God, that was wishful thinking. We've only just started.
Half five already. Let's get out of here.
We've only just started. It's like you want to get rid of me.
Wednesday completed, mate. We're done. Katie and Whittam sent this in yesterday on the show.
Hi, Chris and Scott. It's Katie here from Whittam. Just wanted to tell you that in the singing assemblies at my daughter's primary school, they're actually learning Keep On Moving by Five. I just thought I'd tell you because it's really funny. When I was at primary school in the 90s, we used to sit cross-legged on the floor singing This Little Light of Mine. So, yeah, I just thought it was great that they were learning Keep On Moving by Five.
So,
anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Katie. So that was Katie's message yesterday. She sent us a text today saying, hey, Chris and Scott, my daughter Jessica doesn't believe that you talked about her school singing Keep On Moving yesterday. I pick her up at 3:30. She wants us to play Keep On Moving so they can have a practice in the car, but we've got Belters Only coming up.
Right,
you could do a live rendition if you wanted to.
I mean, you know, I just feel like, not for me.
No. Not for PRS checks.
Not for me.
No.
Because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I know that if it was, like, Katie's birthday or Jessica's birthday, we wouldn't
wish them happy birthdays.
But no one's told us that we can't make dreams come true and help them practice in a car. And then it says, promise we won't make you come to school. So I feel like we play Keep On Moving, not for me, for Jessica.
Yeah.
Right? Then she gets to practice. So, producer Tom, you got your hand up? I don't like this already. Why?
Or if we don't play it, you have to go to the school, don't you?
I think you should be going to the school anyway.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I've already said I'm busy.
We don't know the day.
I'm busy that
day. We don't know the day. We've already said how cool it would be. All the kids in the school in the assembly that are. Get on up, let it down. All that. Right?
Yeah, all the words.
Giving it all that, right? The guy that actually sings the song on the television box is standing there watching them. What?
I woke up today with
it would be awesome. I'm just thinking about it from, you know, back in my school days. I can imagine it would be awesome
if Bananarama turned up.
If Bananarama turned up at my school, I'm going to be like, what are you doing here? I mean, obviously, you're used to the stadiums, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
but let's do this on a Wednesday. I mean, come on!
I've done it.
They would love it. They would love it.
Yeah.
I would like to come and watch it happen as well.
Yeah.
I
think you're busy at that as well.
I'd like to come and watch this.
I mean, hang on. Belters Only.
Yeah.
Keep On Moving by Five. It's uplifting. It's basically telling people that if you're having a bad day, get on up when you're down. Take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay. Keep on moving anyway.
It's like a sales pitch.
But it worked though, didn't it?
Can you play Keep On Moving so we can have a practice in the car? We promise we won't ask Scott to come to your school. I think the least Scott can do is maybe get you a video message for your school.
That will 100% happen.
Oh, well, there you go. So what, you send it through to when it's done and you do the performance of Keep On Moving at school, if that's what you're working towards, a performance, get that over to us, and then we'll video Scott watching it, and then he can send a message.
And you know what? Don't rule out me turning up. Don't rule it out.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Don't get their hopes
up. Don't rule it out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. If you go, I have to come and watch. Even if I sit in the car park, just let me watch.
I wouldn't do that.
No, I won't do that. I just realised.
It's weird. It's weird, mate, honestly. Really weird.
I'll come in and
I'm just going to sit in the car park at school.
Here is Five. Keep On Moving for Katie and Jessica. When the boss says, you're talking all over the records again, you can say, this is my record, so I'm allowed to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday. Leon and Hockley, absolute tune. Dancing the routine in my kitchen, actually routining, doing the proper whole thing.
Oh, brilliant.
Hayley says, Keep On Moving was played on the 10 o'clock takeover this morning. I'm all fived out. Did you know this was played already today?
No. No, I really didn't, no.
How much have you made today?
50p, right? Something like that.
Come On You Fivers says Honey, and there you go, very happy. Katie and Jessica in their car learning the routine to Keep On Moving. Yeah, definitely take a video of it if you're allowed to do that and get it over to us, and we'll get Scott to watch it and have a look.
Just give it to Chris, he'll be in the car park.
Don't rule out the fact that Scott may well turn up.
I might do.
Don't rule it out. Stevie, we mentioned, isn't here today, but he is on the voice notes.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just wanted to let you know I'm definitely not in the back of a car.
I said he was in the back of the car because it didn't sound like a studio environment. It sounded like a Cortina environment.
I think he's in a cupboard.
In a cupboard in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I'm in my wee home studio today. And you're right, as soon as the news is finished, I'm going to head to Channel 4 and watch the screening of Dispatches. It's on at 9 o'clock on Thursday. And I'm just hoping that they've used the news bulletins. They don't have any mistakes in them. Thank you very much, Scott Robinson, for pointing that out. I'll be back tomorrow to keep you all in check.
Excellent. Thanks, Steve.
Keep us all in check.
They used his news bulletins for a story that they're covering on the Dispatches. So all the way through it, you'll hear Stevie reading the news. And I was like, will they edit them?
Oh, I really hope they use one of the ones where he's talking about the RAC or whatever.
That would be amazing. Stevie back on the show tomorrow, but he is here, but he's doing it from his home broadcast studio, back of a car. 20 to 4, travel coming up. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo and SZA. And special, it's 3:47. How you doing, Essex? It's Wednesday, it's Chris and Scott. Greg's news, we tend to concentrate on any news that Greg's have to offer.
We do, we like Greg's.
And Greg's is set to open his first 24/7 drive-through.
Oh, yes, please.
It comes off the back of the bakery chain's surging sales. Remember we talked about the fact that they were just breaking into the southwest now in amongst the Ginster's pasty war.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like they're actually at war now, throwing pasties at each other from afar. But Greg's now saying we're still doing that, but we're also going to open a 24/7 drive-through. It comes off the back of mass sales. They're up nearly a quarter on last year, up to £1.5 billion since we started talking about them on the radio.
Obviously,
just saying.
Yeah.
Black card.
Where's the black card, yeah. I just don't understand, because people used to go, oh, Greg's just a little bit like, sort of saying that it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Greg's is amazing. Mm. Like, there's not much that beats a steak bake, chicken bake.
You know what? Even in Iceland, the frozen Greg's,
which is actually officially Greg's, isn't it?
Smashing. I mean, I don't often use that word, but smashing.
Smashing. Where's smashing?
Smashing, chap. They are amazing. There they are. They taste exactly the same.
Whack them in the air fryer.
Oh.
They take, like, 10 minutes.
The group is planning to get hundreds of them open until 9 p.m. and then they're going to try and get its first 24/7 drive-through. The location, here's the big part of the news.
Here we go.
The location
is
for the drive-through has yet to be decided.
Oh, great.
I think we should all write to them. Mayflower, makes sense. Perfect.
It would be.
There's already a Big Greg's at Mayflower, isn't there?
Is there a Big Greg's?
On the left as you go in, opposite McDonald's, on the left. I'm sure there is on the left.
Yes,
bit.
No, yet.
You turn left and there's that could easily be a drive-through.
It could be, because it's almost shaped like a drive-through.
It looks like a drive-through. Yes. It tastes like a drive-through. It smells like a drive-through. It should be a drive-through.
It should be. Yes, let's do that. It's sort of halfway between me and you, isn't it? It's perfect to meet there.
It worked perfectly. And, yeah. And also, the more Greg's you eat, and the fact that now you don't even have to walk there, you could drive and sit in your car. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? It's amazing. Perfect. Ah, washing machine Mark is on. Steak bake, lush.
Exactly, see? Living the dream.
Hold up, let's hear more about the Greg's air fryer stuff from Scott, says Gary B. Well, you just get the frozen stuff out of Iceland, chuck it in your air fryer. Bosh.
Literally, like, 10 minutes max, you're living the dream.
It's Wednesday brunch with Chris and Scott. More recipes coming up after the weekend and Ariana Grande. Here's Die For You. That's the weekend and Ariana Grande with Die For You. Gary B says about your Greg's in the air fryer that you were talking about just now. It's revolutionary. I've got a couple of Mr. Gregory's finest sausage rolls in the freezer at home. I also have an air fryer. It's go time.
I mean, it is go time, but I mean, I don't even think they'd take 10 minutes. If you're talking about the sausage rolls. Yeah. I reckon that's an 8-minute job.
Then. What, 230? 230 on the...
No, 200.
200 on the... All right, okay.
200, yeah. Whack it in, 8 minutes, obviously check.
You know, how much oil are you putting in there? Like a little teaspoon of oil? Because that's the beauty of the air fryer, isn't it?
I done some chips earlier, right?
Yeah.
I done some, like, homemade chips. I just cut up a potato.
I understand the concept.
Yeah, no, chips. But it's that easy. I kept the skin on.
Yeah. Skin on fries.
Yeah. Walloped them in.
Yeah.
Put them in water for 10 minutes. That's important.
Yeah. Boiling water.
No.
Don't you boil them first?
No. Cold water. Mm. Then get them out. Dry them.
Yeah.
Not with a hairdryer, Chris. Just dry them with a tea towel.
Yeah.
Put them in salt, pepper, bit of paprika.
Yeah.
12 minutes later, wallop.
That's a good one. If we're doing potato recipes.
Go on.
I've got one for you.
Go on.
Cut your potatoes up into little square, like little...
Cubes.
Little cubes. Yeah. Cubes. Little bit of flour on them.
Yeah.
Flour.
Okay.
Parmesan.
Parmesan.
Parmesan. Parmesan, air fryer Bosch.
I mean, that's
Parmesan
sounds,
fries.
It's some oil on there, isn't it?
You've got oil in there.
Just a little bit.
You could put a bit of rosemary on there if you want to spice things up a little bit.
A little bit of rosemary.
Chuck a bit of rosemary in there if you want to spice it up a little bit.
Do you know what I've noticed about the old air fryer, Chris? If you're putting something in for, let's say, 16 minutes.
Yeah.
After 8 minutes, give them a little shake.
Yeah. It's a nice feeling. You feel like a chef, don't you? You're like...
Give them a little shake.
Yeah.
Stick them back in. Beautiful.
Surely you don't need any oil for these. They're self-lubricating when you apply heat, says Gary B.
Not on them, Chris.
Not on the sausage
little,
base.
No, do you know what I would put on them?
Go on.
Little bit of milk.
Okay.
I would dust the top with a little bit of milk.
Yeah. With one of those little paintbrushes.
Yeah.
For milk dusting.
Yeah. And some salt. Get some salt on them, Gary B, because you're welcome. That would be amazing. Just salt, a little bit of milk. And bring them over.
I'll take some air fryer recipes, if there's any going. Send them through.
Everyone's talking about the air fryer.
I think we can have some air fryer recipes if they come through. Let us know. Tell us how you're doing your air fryer dinners. Any tips on potatoes? I like the Parmesan when I tried it the other day. It was really nice.
One of my mates done Yorkshire pudding in there the other day. He weren't sure it was going to work. And I mean, wow, come out amazing.
So, really?
Yeah. Do you know, you could even make a... what do you call it, the Yorkshire pudding with a toad in the hole? You can make a toad in the hole in the air fryer. Literally. Toad in the hole.
Well, you just pour the batter in.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You can clean it, can't you, afterwards? So you don't have to worry about all that. You just take the whole thing apart and clean it.
So, this is how it would work.
Yeah.
You'd part cook the sausages.
Yeah. In the grill or whatever.
In the air fryer.
Yeah.
And you'd get them out, put the stuff in, and then put the sausages back in. Bish, bash, bosh, 15 minutes. There you go.
It's like the great Essex Bake Off.
I mean, I like the bish bash part. It's good.
Yeah.
So quick.
Any air fryer recipes you've got, you can get those through to us and we can share them with the world.
We can steal them.
We can steal them. Flo coming up. Miley Cyrus and Flowers. And Miley Cyrus with Flowers coming up. Big Drive Home, latest on the roads, latest from Stevie. Headlines coming up next.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night.
Here we go, here we go.
Radio Essex.
How you doing, Essex? Just gone 4 o'clock on the Big Drive Home. Flo coming up with Cardboard Box and Let's Go with Miley Cyrus. Current number one in the UK, this is Flowers. It's Radio Essex.
You are listening to
Radio Essex.
There's Flo and Cardboard Box, Radio Essex, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. We're talking air fryer recipes. I know. That's the kind of stuff we come up with. Air fryer recipes is what all the kids are talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Including us. Gary says, salt and milk on the old Greggs frozen on the air fryer. Give it a whirl. Thank you, Scott.
He's also said silicone trays are great. But
yeah.
I got the old silicone tray out the other day and I've done a jacket potato.
Yeah.
And previously when I'd done it without the silicone tray, because of the airflow.
And the metal.
Yeah, it was better.
Yeah, I think so.
The silicone trays aren't as good, I don't think.
But thanks for the advice, Gary.
Cheers, Gary. I'll just ignore that.
Paula says, hi guys, funny you should be talking about air fryer potato recipes, isn't it? We were having our favourite tonight and they are small cubes of potatoes, like Chris said, they're the ones I said earlier with the parmesan. Soaked first, done like chips, but with lots of fresh smashed garlic and hot chilli flakes. They really are beautiful, and my favourite part is the air-fried garlic.
Yes, please.
I'm buying into that. Thank you, Paula. Oscar. Afternoon, lads. I'm a huge, literally, fan of KFC hot wings. He's put that. That's not me fat shaming. He said, I'm a huge, literally, fan of KFC hot wings.
Okay.
But thanks to the air fry cooking, Morrison's own brand spicy wings, barefoot, no oil or water or milk.
Okay.
I like barefoot.
Barefoot is good.
No oil, water, milk or anything. Far better than the Colonel. And now I get to enhance my lard at a fraction of the price.
I mean, I'm here for that, Oscar, because I was actually looking at recipes the other day on YouTube, and someone was talking about doing a recipe.
The KFC.
Yeah, KFC recipe. And so you're telling me I don't even have to...
Morrison's own brand spicy wings, barefoot, no oil, water, milk, nothing. Just literally turn that bad boy on, whack them in there.
So, but are they called barefoot, or is he saying...
No, he's saying barefoot, as in nothing. He's nothing in it. Yeah, no oil, no milk,
okay, well, this is...
Like
I'm getting them. Kerry,
Morrison's own brand spicy wings. Yeah, get that sorted out. KFC in your air fryer.
Oh,
bosh.
Mate.
Living the dream. Going to move on from that now.
Are we?
Yeah.
Got other stuff to talk about, have we?
We've covered Iceland, Morrison's.
Greg's.
Yeah.
Done everything,
we're going to move on to...
McDonald's next.
We're going to move on to Scott's Wild Thoughts.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we've got some brilliant ones from back in the day. Scott's Wild Thoughts. This is where Scott basically sends a random voice note to our producer, Tom. And it's an idea for the show. We'll see how that goes after Ray, Escapism.
Doctor, doctor!
I mean, it's almost the same as the record. It's incredible.
So weird.
As Escapism from Ray, 17 minutes after four, it's the Big Drive Home across the county of Essex.
Yes, very important.
That's how we do it. That's what it's called, Radio Essex. Yes. Otherwise, people call Radio Middlesbrough or insert place name here.
Yes.
So we have some more of your wild thoughts.
These scare me.
Yeah, these are wild thoughts that Scott... So, producer Tom, you are the producer of The Big Drive Home. You come up with ideas, and we come to you and say, oh, this happened to me today, and you go, oh, yeah, write it down like this, and there's a good texture off the back of it, like air fryers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, Scott takes it to another level.
Yes, he does.
We turn up, me and you, at like 2 o'clock. We sit in a room. We go through. It's called a planning meeting.
Yeah, we have a meeting.
Yeah, we've got like various filing cabinets and stuff full of ideas. And I write stuff down and sometimes I text you. And what Scott does is turns up at 2:55, but his preparation for the show will be randomly on a Saturday night at 3 o'clock in the morning, whilst probably sitting in a hot tub, surrounded by bottles. He just gets his mobile phone and goes... stuff, and then you then have to work out what that is.
Yes.
We call it Scott's Wild Thoughts. When I was you, all I get is
wild thoughts. Works.
This one is called Alphabet. let's have a listen to the... I've not heard this, so I'm with you guys.
I haven't heard it.
Haven't you? Okay.
I've said it.
You've said it, but you haven't heard it. This is what turned up. What time, Tom? When does this come through?
I think it was actually a Friday night this
Friday
one.
Night?
Yeah.
Just a Friday night. Well, you've done your work for the week. You're sitting, chilling, watching telly. You got a beer on the go. And then Scott, ding, ding. Scott sent you a little... Oh, yeah. Scott's on. And let's have a listen to what you received.
So if you're going through the alphabet... Like, for example, the letter H doesn't start with a H.
Oh, my God.
It would start with an A, because you're meant to say H.
Yeah.
For example, W would start with a D. Mind blown yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got one. L starts with a E. L.
You don't...
Starts with a E.
It is crazy. Because you do. Your mind thinks it would start with...
C starts with an S.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good game.
But it is weird, isn't it?
How does this work on a...
No, it's just a thought in my mind. Some of them would literally strike up a text, which is what we want on the road, because we want to get you involved.
X is an E.
Only a few of them make sense.
Y is a W.
It's a W.
Yeah. What's part two? You've got more on this.
Oh, I've probably...
Like Y.
It's a W.
Would start with a W.
Brilliant.
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
What are the wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Is there any that start with the right letter?
Yes.
Yeah, M.
P.
M, no, M's an E. P is a P, yeah.
No, what?
M is a E-M. M. M.
M.
M. M. Yeah. Mer comes second. Yeah. Mer. Mer.
O.
M.
O.
O. No, it's an O.
It's an O, yeah.
E. A. E. I. Oh, the vowels are A, E, I, O, U. They all work. U is a Y.
Mm. I works. No, I is an E.
It is an E. This is fascinating radio.
But it's fascinating, isn't it?
It is fascinating.
Well, I thought so.
How are we getting people?
No. This one's like, I actually remember it was a Friday, and
it sounds like a Friday kind of voice.
I'd been to the pub a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't have any relevance for on air. It was just you just wanted to share that information.
I think they skew into one. Sometimes that's just me communicating with Tom.
To talk to him about the alphabet.
Yeah, because I'm not sure he knows it. And the other ones might be Texas.
So what's verbs wild?
So verbs in the English language are stupid. Basically, so I dance, you dance. He dances. But why is he dancing more than me? I'm busting loads of moves. What? He's not doing it. So if 65 people dance, but he dances. I mean, he can't be beating 65 people. It's just stupid.
Right, listen, that's true. How does that work? So I see that online. So... exactly what I said. I dance, you dance.
Yeah.
He dances. Why does he get more like...
Are we dancing in the current moment or dancing in the past? You said it'd be you danced, I danced, he danced.
No. I dance.
Oh, so we're dancing now. I dance, you dance. He dances.
He dances. Why? What's he doing?
He's pluralised the word.
Yeah, well,
why would he pluralise it?
Exactly.
It should be you dances, as in you guys dances.
Yeah.
You're dancing. It's the conjugation of the word. Is that the right word?
I think so.
It is conjugating. So if you learn Spanish, if you work, it'd be... No, if I work, it'd be... I work is trabajo. If you work, it's trabaja. If we all work, it's trabajamos. A little bit of Spanish for you there.
You blow my mind.
But that is how you do it. But if you eat, it's... if you speak, it's hablo. Habla and hablamos. So it's the same conjugation every time. So actually learning Spanish, you only need to learn the word to speak, which is hablo, or I speak hablo.
Yeah.
And then you just change the conjugation. It's cheating.
Exactly. But I just don't know why, if I'm standing there doing like really trying hard, but he dances. It's not fair.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it did fill 6 minutes, 35 seconds.
Actually, the people are joining in on the
M&M is actually M and M for Marshall Mathers, says Debs. Bosh. Whoa.
No,
mind blown. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know M&M.
M&M was Marshall Mathers. Yes,
I understand he is Marshall Mathers, the same person, but yeah. I didn't realise M&M is actually M and M.
Yes,
I did know that. My mind's blown. Did you know that, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm the only one.
So you're the only one that's gone, wow!
mind blown, Debs. Thank you very much for that. 424, big drive home. It's Radio Essex, Sabrina Carpenter, Nonsense. Talking of nonsense.
So if you're going through the alphabet, like, for example, the letter H doesn't start with a H. It would start with an A.
Yeah,
it's what you're meant to say. H.
Yeah.
For example, W would start with a D.
Incredible.
Mind blown yet?
Yeah.
Mind blown yet?
Send us some of Scott's wild thoughts. Chelsea says, I'm a primary teacher, and the way you two describe the alphabet sound pronunciation has hurt me.
Okay, Chelsea.
Sorry about that.
Sorry if you need
us to come in and talk to the kids about the alphabet, we're available.
We would love that. Sing a bit of Keep On Moving at the end, and then we'll leave.
Harry, what have you got for us, Harry?
What about Z?
It starts with Z.
It's a Z. It literally starts with Z-E-D.
Z.
Zed, so that's not one, Harry, but thank you for playing. We're going to leave that there. We're going to park that.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure where we go from it with it.
Well, no, that's it. There's nowhere to go.
Is good, isn't it? O starts with O.
Yeah.
But we've worked out the vowels all start with the right letters.
No, you worked that out and you worked
A,
out.
A, E, I, O.
I doesn't...
Only if you know, but the I shouldn't be spelt E-Y-E.
But it is, isn't it?
Yeah, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, but so many words in the English language shouldn't... I mean, for a dyslexic person, none of the English language makes any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
They go, I'll say what you said. No, it doesn't work. Nothing works.
But I is kind of I. It does start with an I. Iron is iron, I-R-O-N. It's not I-Y-E-Y-E-R-O-N, is it?
Why, though? If I, as in your eyeball, is E-Y-E...
It has to be to differentiate it from I as in the person. Because otherwise I would just be spelled I as in me.
It's the same.
Yeah,
there and there.
Yeah.
Stupid. Don't get me started because it'll annoy me.
But thank you for all the teachers that have said we've set them back about 2 years now. So that's not good. Thank you for all that. Let's continue with the show. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. More wild thoughts as they happen in Scott's brain. We'll come back to that, definitely. Calvin Harris promises Hideaway Festival in Chelmsford. There's no place you'd rather be.
Wasn't that good? That was really, really good.
Because it's like, that was up there with, I mean, that was almost Tony Blackburn.
It was like... I was like, where's he going? Oh, there it is.
It is brilliant. And I think also talking about it afterwards...
Makes it so much
Highlighting
better.
The joke.
Highlighting the brilliance of it.
It makes it even better.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Hideaway Festival on Radio Essex. So, Hideaway Festival tickets to go to see all of those artists we mentioned. Clean Bandit, Freya Ridings, Texas. And it's taking place over a weekend.
Over a weekend, yeah.
So you will see a weekend while you're there as well. So, all the big names. let's go to our winner, and that is... Line 4, Jason! Hey! How you doing, Jason?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks.
It's all sorted out for you, mate. That is an array of artists to go and see over a weekend.
I'm well chuffed about that.
You got any favourites out of all that lot?
Clean Bandit, love them.
I was going to say, don't say The Weeknd.
Yeah, don't say The Weeknd, they're not there.
Clean Bandit that's going to be awesome, going to see Clean Bandit. And Texas on the Sunday with Bastille as well. It will be an awesome
James
event.
James Bay's a good one.
James Bay would be amazing to see live as well. So you got tickets, Hideaway Festival, a pair of tickets. You're going for the, you got The Weeknd as well, so you can go there Saturday, go back Sunday, and enjoy it twice on us.
Oh, wow, I can't thank you enough. I never win anything, so well, I'm really happy about that.
You have done now, Jason. I suppose you would say there's no place you'd rather be.
Radio Essex.
Yeah, there you go. You've done both of it. Yeah.
Jingles and everything. Listen, stay there. I'll get your details, Jason. Well done. We'll see you at the Hideaway Festival in August.
Thank you very much. 3, 2, 1, 1,
go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go! Right, just got 5. Big drive home continues. David Guetta, Mr. Jam on the way after Lewis Capaldi, his Forget Me.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex and the big drive home with David Guetta, Mr. Jam, and If You Really Love Me. A band of snow and sleet around tonight. Rain clearing overnight down to 0, 0.
Don't want that.
Zilch. Tomorrow, cold and cloudy start. Mostly dry, though, with a bit of rain coming in later in the day. Highs tomorrow, 5. If you look down your iPhone or your Samsung weather app, it don't look great.
No, it doesn't. I was on the way home last night. It was freezing, right? And I phoned. Have you seen? It's quite trending. Most people are doing these ice bath things.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I want to do it. I hate the cold. I mean, I hate the cold. Don't like the snow. Don't like the rain. I like the weather when you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt and you're still hot. That's the weather I like. And I'm thinking about going full plunge pool thing.
Yeah, I've seen this. They're coming up on Facebook all the time.
Like, a lot of people are buying them. Like, they're not expensive. Like the blow up ones. Like, I reckon you can get one for like 50, 60 quid. My mate was telling me last night. But the thought of actually doing it, is scary.
I went through a phase where I was doing cold showers.
Yeah, but this is your boiler was broke.
No, I went through, yeah, I couldn't afford the heat, like, turn that off. But I actually found, and it was a friend of mine who's a doctor, who said, oh, it's really good for you, she's right, but we're not doctors, so we don't know, so check with your doctor before you try anything.
Always
check with your doctor. And he said, oh, you should try it for your back, when my back was a bit sore. And it was a really weird feeling, because obviously when it's happening, it's awful. You're like, oh my God, make stop. And then the problem with the shower is when you turn round, you have to start again because your back's going, oh, this is cold. Your front's already adjusted. But weirdly, when you turn back round again, your front's like, yeah, no, I'm cool with this. I'm completely used to it. So you do get used to it. But then when you get out the shower, you get these kind of warm feels. It's really nice. You go a bit red in your skin and you're like, this feels nice.
So my mate was telling me all like the health benefits of it and how it makes you feel. Because I'm not, one of the reasons why I'm thinking of doing it is because I'm not a morning person at all. I'm grumpy in the mornings. I don't like getting up. I get up because I have to, because obviously I've got stuff to do, but I don't like it. And you know, the other people that get up and they're like, ready for the day. That's not me at all.
Never
been one of those people. But apparently, with the pool thing, the ice bath, you get out of it and instantly you are wide awake.
That's true with cold showering as well. When you've had your shower, I can be really, I'm not that bad in the morning. I'm not miserable, but I'm just tired. And I'll have a cup of tea. And then I used to, when I had a shower before I came in, I'd have the cold shower and you instantly come out of the bathroom and you're like wide awake. And no steam to keep cleaning off the mirror.
You don't get that problem as well.
It's a win-win situation. You should try it.
Well, at the moment, I've turned my hot tub off because no one's getting in it.
Put ice in that.
Well, I think,
because you wouldn't even need ice at the moment.
I haven't emptied it yet.
Just put cold water in
there's
it.
There's going to be, I might open it tonight and just...
You'd have the poshest ice plunge pool anyone's got. It's got jets on it.
Yeah, I'm going to put the bubbles on.
Bluetooth and everything. Try it. Do it and then see how it goes. And then you can update us on your ice work.
Do you know what? I really want to do it, but there's not going to be updates for a while, I feel.
5:15, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. It's Radio Essex. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home, 17 minutes after 5. No JoJo on the radio today. So to celebrate International Women's Day...
Very good.
Do you reckon I get over that?
You've got away with it.
Lauren's is on the radio and doing chilled as well. So if you're used to Lauren chilling you out from 10, you've got from 6. So normal non-chill tunes from 6, just the big hits.
Yep.
And then after that, then the chill tunes at 10 tonight.
We're going with Joe's ill, but the real reason is...
sacked him because it's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And we're bringing back when he's better.
Yeah.
He's not feeling well, poor lad.
No, he's not.
All the hits, I'd imagine, all the people he's interviewing, he's probably, because he's interviewing so many people, he's catching all of the bugs.
He's meeting so many
people.
Yeah.
So Joe, hopefully back later on this week. If not, he'll be back on Monday. So Aldi are advertising for, we've covered all the supermarkets today.
We have done them all.
Iceland's Greggs, not Greggs is a supermarket, but it took us into a supermarket conversation. We'll go with Aldi now. Advertising for people to take over some new jobs as Easter egg testers. I'm down with this.
No, I can't do it at the moment. I would.
You don't really eat chocolate at the moment, do you?
No chocolate.
So you'd literally go, I can't eat that one. What about this one? Can't eat that one.
I go, you're not very good at this job.
You sure I don't eat chocolate at the moment?
Yeah.
Will you eat chocolate over Christmas?
It all depends if I...
not Christmas, Easter.
No, as a rule, I try. I'm going to try and not eat chocolate again.
Wow, okay. The supermarket wants 3 tasting officers.
How much are they paying?
To make sure its latest range is up to scratch. The job of a lifetime involves eating at least 10 Easter eggs and reviewing them on camera. Deadline, March 15th. Got a couple of days to get your application. It doesn't say how much money it is.
Well, I mean...
It's a home job by the look of it.
I could be... Yeah, I mean, what? So, literally eating chocolate...
10 Easter eggs.
A day?
I don't
10 a day?
I don't think it's every day. I think it's 10 over at the time they're employing you. I think it's a short-term contract.
I'm not a doctor. you would need to call your doctor.
It would be over like a... It's got to be over time, isn't it? It's not... It's Monday and you turn up to work on your first day and you go home and your uniform don't fit you anymore. It's not going to be it.
You got a new uniform for every day of the week.
It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't think it's that, but you can apply. I think on their website, it's March the 15th is the closing date. We'd love to get involved in that. 20 past five with Metro Boomin' in the weekend coming up, and we'll play Pink as well. What's your little alphabet song, Scott?
It is. You can all get lost.
Gail and ABCDE. It is 5:31. It's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home. It's a Wednesday. We're looking for you to end the show tonight in any style you want. You can just drop your voice notes into the voice messenger box and you can say Wednesday completely, mate. You could be a woman on International Women's Day, just saying it.
Yeah, man, that would be good.
You just saying, definitely into Lauren's show at 6. She's in for Joe tonight. Yeah, if you want to do that, that's, get on there. We'll prioritise you.
We will.
Get you on. On the app is the way you do that. Free voice notes. Just send us a voice note saying Wednesday, completed it, mate, and you could be on.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Right, A to Z of music is on, and it is a Wednesday, which means
Wednesday groups.
Groups is what we're looking for on the A to Z of music. Groups beginning with the letter D. Duran Duran, Bosch.
D12.
That was rap, that was yesterday.
There are still okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Duran Duran, Dexys Midnight Runners.
Right, okay. But
all the big names.
We need some newer ones.
Drake and his mates. I can't think of any. Is there any current groups beginning with D?
Yeah, yes, there is. There will be The Darkness.
Yeah, big current group, The Darkness.
Yeah. Depeche Mode.
Yeah, Destiny's Child is a good show. One.
Damien Rice is not a group.
He's a solo artist. Damage. Damage is a good show.
Damage is very good.
Daft Punk.
Daft Punk.
It's some really good suggestions. Def Leppard, Dave Matthew Band already coming through. All you need to do is give us your group beginning with D and drop it on a text 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. Deacon Blue, what a great idea. And you can use the voice notes as well. And you can use the app, however you want to let us know. Tell us your group beginning with D and we'll try and find out if it can make it onto the A to Z of music. You can do that right now. 20 to 6.
Wednesday groups.
Wait, the A to Z of music is on. Wednesday B's groups and
B's groups.
Wednesday B's groups and we're on the letter D for
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. That's very popular.
Def Leppard.
Yeah, Def Leppard was in there quite a lot. D12 did come up. Delamitri, good shout. Dave Matthews Band, Doors, Def Leppard, Destiny's Child, D-Side, D-Ream, The Darkness. Yeah, there was loads. We had quite a few of the Ds on the groups. We got two of the most popular. These are the two groups that got the most amount of votes. And you can start voting now if you want to hear this song and this group. More importantly, going through to the A to Z of music. Destiny's Child.
Jumping. It's a good song as well.
This will be the song you hear before 6. It's International Women's Day. If you want to hear Destiny's Child jumping. Then all you need to do is put Destiny in your message box and get it over to us. Or Duran Duran. I mean, both mega groups.
Yeah, but so different.
Duran Duran, if you want to hear this song before 6 and put Duran Duran into the A to Z of music, you need to put Duran on the app as well. Duran or Destiny, you decide. It's Radio Essex Wednesday. Nearly completed it, mate. We've got loads of these through. Lucy, thanks for this.
To all the Essex ladies, happy International Women's Day. Wednesday, completed it, mate.
Love that.
It's a good one. A good
Angie's going to end the show with her one as well. And just before International Ladies' Day's very own Lauren.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So you're on for Joe, who's poorly.
He's not well, boy.
Oh.
I heard that Lauren locked him in a room.
Yeah,
because it's International Women's Day, and she was like, "No, I want to be on the radio." That's why.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's definitely what happened.
It's not a fact.
It's not a fact, but I think because I said it.
They said that I could trust you. I'm not really sure why.
Who said that?
Well,
if Ross and John told you that, they would be mistaken because.
Ross and John said, "Tell Scott all your secrets."
I am Ross McGrain.
Unbelievable, mate!
Unbelievable, mate! What time to be alive?
What
time to be alive, John?
You've got buttons of Ross and John.
Of course we have.
What a time to be alive, John. What a time to be alive.
Unbelievable, mate.
Unbelievable, mate.
Unbelievable, mate.
That is actually like a warm hug to me.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to make you feel at home.
Thank you.
Because normally work with the Ross and the Jock.
Just don't say it's the weekend because it's not. It's Wednesday.
This is what I'm really worried about, being like, I'm Lauren here with you on Weekend Early Breakfast.
Don't say that.
You're fine. Just, you're in for Joe.
I'm in for Joe Kinch.
And then you're on again afterwards at 10.
7 hours of Lauren.
So what you want to do, I think, drink coffee in the first 4 hours. Like, hey, it's Lauren, hey, it's Lauren. Then go and have a hot chocolate or a Horlicks or something. Oh, come back in at 10, all chilled.
Nice.
Like, hey, I've got some... this is Lauren, chilled.
That is not my Essex chill voice.
I've got a little bit of advice, actually.
Go on, I'll have your advice, Scott.
Well, you know, Lauren, this is something that I've been taught through the many, many years I've been doing radio. It is this.
Yes.
You know, if you're worried about it and you haven't got anything to say, no one's going to worry if you play a bit of music. They're not going to worry about you banging on the hits, are they?
That's true.
This is Scott's general advice to every single radio presenter he meets.
I done the same link to Joe yesterday. Just to tell people, I told Jack, I've told everyone.
He wanted me to introduce him to Greg James, and that's the reason it hasn't happened yet.
No.
Because I was just, Greg, listen, a little bit of wisdom for you, mate. I know you've been doing the radio for quite a while, but no one's going to complain if you just bang out the hits, mate.
No.
Yeah, so it is true advice.
It's actually true advice.
No, it's absolutely true.
I could pull that off in meetings, guaranteed.
You could.
It is kind of a secret, though, isn't it?
It's a secret thing that we wouldn't normally discuss on the radio, but he doesn't do secrets.
I don't stick to the rules. No. That's not what they haven't got me here to, you know, do the rules.
I mean, there's a couple of rules that if you break, I think.
He knows those ones.
I've got a list. Do you want me to read the list?
Yeah,
it's the Ofcom list. Words you can't say, right? Starts with... No, yeah. I can't.
I had a heart attack then.
Yeah, I get them a lot. So, you're on next. You're going to look after things nice and calmly. And you've got Sam Smith, Calvin Harris to start. Bieber on the way as well. And keeping up to date with the travel for the last part of the drive home.
Yeah.
And then your chill tunes from 10.
Yeah.
Enjoy your show. The winner of the A to Z of music for Wednesday on International Women's Day is Destiny's Child.
That works.
And Jumpin' and Angie closing the show next. Lauren's up after six.
Hey, ladies. Happy International Women's Day. Wednesday completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.